Now I want to speak to Stephen Beacom. I was referring to his article in the Bell Tell today. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Very good, Stephen. I was just around yesterday evening when the news came through that Windsor Park is going to host the Super Cup final. I have to say, the first thing that crossed my mind is it big enough?
Well, at the UEFA have decided it's big enough. For the Super Cup, you don't need those 50,000, 75,000 stadiums that the Champions League or the Europa League needs. That's a decision from UEFA. And their reasoning behind giving it to places like Windsor Park is that they want the game to go global in European terms. They want them to bring their big matches, their big clubs all over the continent. And that's why Northern Ireland has got it. Obviously, there was a fantastic bid put in by the Irish FA. And we have to congratulate the President, David Martin, the Chief Executive, Patrick Nelson, and everyone involved in that bid, because it's a brilliant coup getting this game, Frank. You're guaranteed two of the biggest clubs in world football coming to Belfast in 2021 to play in what will be an incredibly glamour fixture, one of the great glamour fixtures in sporting terms, not just in football terms, that Northern Ireland has ever staged.
Yeah, just for people who aren't familiar with it, it'll be the winners of the Champions League against the winners of the Europa League. This year, it would have been Liverpool against Chelsea, just happened to be two English teams. It could be Bayern Munich against Man United, it could be Man City against Barcelona. We're talking about the creme de la creme here.
We really are, and we've been fortunate over the years to see some incredible footballers at Windsor Park. When Portugal were drawn to play against Northern Ireland in one of the qualifying tournaments, we witnessed the great Cristiano Ronaldo, who went and scored a fantastic hat-trick. We've obviously seen some incredible Spanish players, from Xavi to Alonso, to Torres, to Puyol, all those brilliant guys who went on to win World Cups, and some England superstars as well, the likes of Wayne Rooney. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been here with Sweden. But you know what would be the ultimate, Frank, in many ways? Getting Lionel Messi over to Windsor Park. He's never actually been in Belfast. And wouldn't it be amazing if you had Barcelona playing here in 2021 and Lionel Messi strutting his stuff at Windsor Park? I think there'd be a lot of people who would love to see that. Obviously, you know, you've got the likes of Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, huge fan bases over here, and it would be fantastic if they made it to the Super Cup as well.
But I should say, of course, Stephen, that it's unlikely. You didn't correct me when I said that Man City might play Barcelona. Highly unlikely that either Man City or Barcelona are going to be in the Europa League final. So therefore, you know, they're going to be in the Champions League. They are the creme de la creme de la creme de la creme. So Messi's going to be here as most likely a Champions League winner, likewise Man City. But you could get a Man United coming via the Europa League. You could get possibly an Atletico Madrid maybe coming through at Europa League level. I'm just thinking of some of the teams that you would be happy to get if it's in Windsor Park. You don't want to be getting Hertha Berlin if you're hosting it at Windsor Park.
Well, ideally not, although I'll say this, having been to Berlin a few times, the Hertha Berlin fans are pretty passionate and they would create an incredible atmosphere at Windsor Park. But ideally you want the big guns. And that's generally what happens now, Frank, because if you look at the last few Super Cups, you've had Liverpool against Chelsea, as you mentioned, Real Madrid have played Atletico Madrid, Manchester United have been involved. So the big hitters tend to win the big competitions. And you know what? It's not beyond the realms of possibility that you get a Manchester City or you even get a Liverpool, who are fantastic in the European Cup, dropping into the Europa League. I know it's a long shot, but these things happen. And then the thing is, if they do drop into it, they're more than likely to go and win it. So it's going to be a fantastic occasion. It's going to be in August 2021. And the Irish FA will be rubbing their hands with glee. A big factor here, of course, is how many tickets people from Northern Ireland are going to get. And I just did research before coming onto the show. for the game in Istanbul, Frank, which was the last UEFA Super Cup final, UEFA gave Liverpool and Chelsea fans, plus the general public, 78% of the tickets for that particular stadium. Now, it's worth pointing out that not all those tickets were taken up by Liverpool and Chelsea because Istanbul was so far away. In the end, Liverpool took up 6,000 tickets and Chelsea only took up about 1,300. So in a funny way, it would be better for the Northern Ireland public if you had a Barcelona or a Bayern Munich or a Juventus playing at the Super Cup in Windsor Park, because you'd have more chance of getting tickets. Because if you get a Liverpool, a Manchester City or Manchester United, those clubs are likely to take up their full allocation this time around and decrease the number of tickets that would be available for the Northern Ireland paying punter.
Yeah, especially when it's an 18,000 stadium, because that has to be one of the smallest stadia that they've ever played it in.
Yeah, without question. And come what may, the stadium will be packed. I've always said it about Northern Ireland people. They love a big show. They love a big event, whether it's sporting, whether it's musical, whether it's whatever. And they do tend to pack those events out. And Windsor Park will be no different in August 2021. It'll be an incredible occasion. I think the Irish FA will want to put on a show, because it will be their show as well as UEFA's show. And it's a chance to showcase Northern Ireland once again to the sporting world. This match will be watched all over the globe, Frank, and there'll be people who'll be looking and seeing Windsor Park for the very first time in places such as South America, the USA, Africa, you name it. This match is huge, particularly whenever you're guaranteed two major football clubs in it.
Yeah, well done to David Martin, as you say, and to Patrick Nelson and everyone else involved with the IFA. Well done indeed. And what about the spotlight on a young woman, certainly young to me, but she's been playing for 25 years and she's been leading the charge in women's football here in Northern Ireland, and she retires today. She retires with her final game tonight, and she's the midfielder for Crusaders Strikers, Nadine Murphy, known as Dino. She's very highly thought of in women's football, and I suppose carved her way through it when women's football wasn't being given the recognition that it now richly deserves, Stephen.
That's true, and Nadine deserves immense credit for the career she's had. She's stuck at it, and there's been tough times along the way. But boy, has she been an amazing servant to women's football in Northern Ireland. Like many women in Northern Ireland, Frank, who play sport at various levels, and if we're being honest about it, haven't received the credit that they have deserved over the years. I think you're spot on that women's sport is now coming to the fore, and it's brilliant to see, because Northern Ireland have had so many talented females on a sporting field. And none more so than the greatest of them all, Dame Mary Peters, you know, and she put Northern Ireland on the map in terms of women's sport, and others have followed her since. And like women's football now, Alfie Wiley was the manager of the Northern Ireland women's team. It's now Kenny Shields. And wouldn't it be fantastic down the line to see the Northern Ireland women's team qualify for a major tournament? A big ask, I know, but everyone should have that dream to make that succeed. And women's football and hopefully women's sport in Northern Ireland can continue to go from strength to strength.
Totally. And a little later in the programme, we'll get a chance, hopefully, to speak to Nadine, her final match. It's the actually Cumber Rec ladies. They're playing at Londonderry Park in Ards this evening. But a farewell after 25 years of service. What about Fiji in the Rugby World Cup? The old Uruguayans fairly woke those boys up.
Do you know what? Who saw that coming? That's incredible. There's not too many famous Uruguayan rugby players out there. I kind of thought maybe whenever I heard that result, Frank, that them recruited Luis Suarez for the match, and he'd scared the living daylights out of the Fijians. But that's an incredible result. It really is. And the World Cup has started on fire for me. Like, there's been some fantastic matches. Ireland, of course, put in a brilliant performance, and you have to pay tribute to Rory Best and his team for just blowing Scotland away. It's funny now, the World Cup, though, because now that Ireland have beaten Scotland, you kind of know that they're going to play South Africa in the quarterfinals. And although the next few group matches are obviously important, you know, you fully expect Ireland to win all of those matches, including their next one against the host, Japan. But so far, so good in terms of the Rugby World Cup. It's been a fascinating start. New Zealand against South Africa was a game just to admire with the strength, the skill, the speed. And Australia, maybe are dark horses for the tournament. I rarely like to rule the Aussies out of any sporting event because a lot of people are talking about New Zealand, a lot of people are talking about South Africa, Ireland mentioned there too, and England. But I haven't heard too many mention the Aussies, and then they can be a very dangerous unit, that's for sure. But it's been a good start to the World Cup, Frank, and I think Rory Best has been one of the players of the World Cup so far. He certainly showed his critics what he was all about with a stunning performance against the Scots, and hopefully there's more to come from him, from Ian Henderson, Jacob Stockdale and all the other Irish lads.
Totally. I've used that word quite a bit, but I'm agreeing with every word you say, Stephen. Thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom, sports broadcaster, sports writer, just covering what's to the fore at this present moment in time. What's